Time slice of a marriage after 15 years. Today I exercised my love on a mint green bicycle. For 3 miles, I was mother hen, alert to wolves as cars, cars as wolves, ushering small children across passages. I watched them walk still helmeted into a fenced yard. Every day I lose them. I exercised my love on this bicycle because it's something my father would have done to exercise his love. Joy beat through my body. "Don't stop believing," a car radio sang. But all I do is stop believing. In an overgrown yard, someone has pasted a piece of printer paper to a plastic chair. On it only, John 3:16. Q. How much did God love this terrible world? A. That he gave us his only son. Today you exercised your love in a wrestling match with a cat you shepherded to its death. A stupid, frightened cat we loved. Here was a morning. Here I was, crying with a slash through my skin. Here you were, coming home to struggle that doomed cat away, battling your will with his will, saying, "Shh, shh, ducky, 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 duck." Today I saw you exercise your love, and I almost could not bear it. Q. How do you know if by marriage, a person means marriage? A. Perhaps what is meant by marriage is time slice of a marriage, undetached marriage part. But that's no answer to the problem of comprehension, no answer to the problem of time. Sometimes I wish God would have loved this world less and kept his son. Perhaps a palm tree is an exercise of God's love. A cat is, no matter how stupid. A child in her helmet saying, "This is nice. This is the rainforest. I love this." Another child who lifts her feet off the pedals and goes.